It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
A woman in Australia had what I would call one of the most terrifying things happen to her.
Oh, boy. At least this is why I don't do Australia.
Look, Australia, everything can kill you, even the land.
Oh, boy.
A woman out for a hike lost her cell phone in between two boulders out in the wilderness, and while reaching for it, she fell head first and got wedged between the boulders. Upside down.
Nope. Upside down?
Upside down for 7 hours.
Oh, no.
Her friends worked to try to get her free, and they were out in New South Wales, out in the wilderness, in Laguna, Australia, not Laguna, California.
I'll go to Laguna, California.
Right?
I'm
not gonna lie. This place kind of looks like looks a little bit like here, if I'm being honest. The trees are more Australian-y for sure, but otherwise the general topography and greenage and rockscape kind of looks like here. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, so they ended up getting basically 20 emergency crew workers out there after her friends tried to get her out and couldn't, and their 911 is 000. Weird that is. Nothing had to be cut off because they did find her in time and she was with friends. But basically they had to set up a rigging system that would remove the boulder enough, but not basically. It's a 500 kilo boulder that they had to winch out of the way. But
I am not familiar with the metric system.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Okay, I got this for you, Russ. That is 1,102.31 pounds.
Okay, so a half ton.
Yeah, so a half ton. There you go.
Yeah.
So see? A half ton boulder.
All of this reminds me of the Nate Bargatze, George Washington bit.
Only for these things.
Yeah, we have a word for a ton will be 2,000 pounds. And what will 1,000 pounds be, sir? Nothing. The rest of the world will go on an easy-to-remember system called the metric system. And we will go on the metric system? No, we will not.
We have a game called football that is played with your hands. Oh, so you never kick the ball? That's not true.
That's not true. How many points do you get for kicking it, sir? 3, sometimes 1.
It's so good.
It's a great bit. Okay, sorry.
No.
Sorry. It's harness.
Swirl.
No, it was perfect. It took a couple hours, but they were able to get her out of there. But they had to basically rig up a system where it would allow her to get out of this spot, but also they had to reinforce and like build a frame around it so it didn't fall a certain way and turn her to goo.
Oh, boy.
Because 1,100 pounds, there's no stopping that.
Oh, boy.
You don't have to worry about pinching it off. It's just going to crush you to death.
I'll make that a clean drop, and I can move on, and I can say, okay, so tell me again, how does this happen where you get wedged in upside down?
They doesn't state, but I'm assuming she was laying on her stomach and like reaching down into the hole kind of a deal, and she did the lean, and then went down. On this note, this is a grim tale. Did you see there was a school was being sued by parents for negligence when they thought originally it might be murder? Young kid, you know, when you roll up the wrestling mats and stand them up vertically, there was a set of those, and a kid, somebody threw his phone up there and fell into the mats. And he reached in, and there was just enough space. And, you know, when they're folded, when they're rolled up, they're like 10 feet tall. And he fell in head first and broke his neck. And died.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, but they were like, it's just dumb. Dumb stuff happens. But same kind of thing where he was just kind of leaning. And then in like the opening, you know, opened up a little bit because it's not stable. I would assume the same kind of situation happened here where like she kind of slowly and then it was like, oh, no, I'm gone.
Gosh, that's a terrifying tale, though.
Yeah, no, it is. I came across that, I can't remember just the other day, but yeah, it was What, talk about a crappy way to go, man.
Our algorithms, again, very different.
A lot more death on mine.
Very different.
But yeah, she was able to be saved, and she just had some minor scrapes and probably didn't feel great. I don't know what you guys, have you ever done like the inversion table?
Yeah.
Feels good, but I had one at home.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't lock it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, no.
I went past vertical.
Oh, buddy.
And thank God.
You got stuck there?
I did, but my girlfriend at the time happened to come by because she needed to grab something, and I was screaming.
Hey.
Like, because it doesn't matter how strong your abs are.
Mm-hmm.
If you go past the vertical point, when you try to sit up, it goes backwards. So it's like there's no reaching it. And so I was stuck there for probably 15, 20 minutes.
Will help.
Bordering on blacking out. And I'd been much longer, I would have. Like, they don't say that she doesn't, but how do you not black out upside down for 7 hours?
Yeah, I don't get either.
Did they give her something?
Was there a way for her friends to like go and like maybe go beneath it and push her up a little bit? Like, that's the only thing I can think of, and like give her a little bit of relief. I don't understand. My question is, what did the Instagram picture look like? I'm assuming that's what this was for.
I tell you, the one that I'm seeing right now is literally just her feet pointed up at the sky in between the rocks.
Oh. That's gnarly. That sounds awful. That sounds awful on every...
Yeah, no, it's terrifying. You know, we could have gone another way for worst day on the web. Apparently,
okay,
Brandon Aubrey is too stupid to get out of jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? He wasn't at practice today because of jury duty.
This kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. No, I think that basically what we're seeing here is he was like taking a look around the room and be like, dude, I'm the only guy who's doing my job right now.
I'm going to take a day.
I'm the guy who doesn't need to be here because all y'all don't come on Sunday.
All you got to do is be like, you know what? He just looks guilty.
That's how you get out of it.
Yeah.
100%.
Leave it to the kicker.
Yeah.
Leave it to the kicker.
Finger before text line. I'd rather fall and break my neck than be stuck upside down for hours between rocks.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, we're not talking paralyzed, but like, you know, minor fracture of bone. Like that 7 hours had to feel like seven months.
Yeah, that's a really long time to be upside down.
God, man.
Back is broken.
Yeah.
Spinal.
Yeah, no, then there's the 127 hours one, obviously, where the dude cut off his own arm with a pocket knife.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
That to me is like, I mean, that's a level of desperation. I mean, to be fair, it's like it's dead at that point. It's been smashed to oblivion, but still. That's it's so bad.
Man.
That makes my stomach just do circles.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Yeah.
I want no part of it.
Have a great lunch, everyone.
Are either of you guys claustrophobic at all?
No.
Yes, incredibly so.
Incredibly so.
Yes. I get uncomfortable watching movies based in submarines.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Or like, what was that Ryan Reynolds movie where he was buried alive in the coffin? Yeah, can't do that. Can't watch it.
Mm. I don't know that Ryan Reynolds movie. What movie was that called?
Give me a second here. I'll find it.
Ryan Reynolds buried alive?
Yeah. Like, he's in a coffin, and he's got, like, a Zippo lighter, and that's it.
What?
Yeah.
It's called Buried.
Yeah, there we go.
Clever
title.
Yeah, Buried Alive is, like, top three worst ways for me to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A civilian truck driver in Iraq, Paul Conroy, falls victim to a band of insurgents. An unknowing length of time. Later, Paul awakens in a coffin with little more than a lighter and a cell phone and an ever-growing anxiety. Yeah, sounds like Rust when he had that. He had a cell phone and ever-growing anxiety watching that movie. Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure did.
No, don't like that.
Boy, yeah, that movie sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I don't do well with that stuff.
It was a 6-minute movie because he ran out of oxygen and died. Huh. No.
Well, and then on the other end of the spectrum, somehow even the claustrophobia does this to me, but the movie's like Open Water. Can't do that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just, it's like weird comparison, but no. Yeah, it's just.
Submarines don't bother me. It's the cave diving ones.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say.
Cave diving. Yeah. What is it? The Descent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or well, like the one where they. The soccer team oh, that actually stuck? Went yeah. did. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not doing that. Like,
nope.
Nope. Don't get in watery cave yeah. out.
No, look.
That's not good.
Yeah, no. Not there's good. The Blue Grotto, which is off the coast of Italy, which is like a big cave that the ocean flows into. It's actually where I was going to take my wife to propose before she said she was afraid to travel that far. I could do those, like the big open ones. But if I can't like put my arms out comfortably in a
yeah.
cave,
yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, like you're not nope, getting nope, me. Nope, you're nope, not nope, getting nope, me nope, going nope. with the old Midwestern. Oh, gonna squeeze right past you here.
Yeah. No. 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 No.
Sea like, lion caves in southern Oregon on the coast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, look, big enough. That. Big enough caves.
Yeah.
Like even like deep dive, like way down there caves, like in ancient ruins type stuff. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll do that. But like the second I feel the pressure on my shoulders, mm-hmm. or if I got to turn sideways and it's not. Not working.
Or like there's ones where they're in the water and it opens to a cave and they got to go dive down through the water and swim through something to come up on the other side.
I'm yeah. okay if I can see the light.
Yeah, nope, not good.
I got to see the light.
Not good. No,
but
thank
if it,
you.
If it just, or if you got me a scuba tank.
I'll take the zero, teacher.
Yeah. But yeah, no, like those are, when I was in survival school, they put me in a box naked. And it has like little latches on it, and you don't know this because you've got a bag over your head, and they slide a barrier in and out depending on how big you are as a person, but they smush you down with it real good. And with my knees, and I didn't know at the time, my hips, I was in truckloads of pain, but leaving me in there and having like a sackcloth bag over my face and not being able to see while knowing I'm in a box that I can't like literally can't move in other than like wiggle my fingers and toes. That was a lot.
That didn't sound fun.
No. I was, they put us in lockers and like blared metal music with the most intense light you've ever seen in your entire life. And again, you're naked and you have a crap bucket in there with you.
It sounds like a good time for you though.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me? I was in there headbanging. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, no, it was great. No.
I remember Hell Week in my fraternity. We got woken up at 3:30 in the morning to, what was it? The opening of Pink Floyd's Time. It's like the alarm clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Awful.
Yeah, this is playing for like, we're talking 24 or 48 hours, so you're sleep deprived. So that part of it, not fun. But yeah, put me in the locker with the poop bucket and the metal over the being smushed in the buried alive mm-hmm. box.
Not great.
That was the other one in college too. We had an event called Gentleman's Case. You had from midnight till noon to drink a case, and we were all down in the basement and no bathroom breaks. All you had was a strategically placed can for your, you know, duties.
The poop bucket.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
All right.
I did finish it 1 year and topped it off with a 22 of Pyramid Hefeweizen.
Of course you did.
And the rule was if you participated, you also had to go to class the next day.
What if you didn't have class the next day?
Well, you know, you did.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you were just there loaded.
Perfect.